This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The trial for a former Fort Lupton police officer begins this week. Officer Jordan Steinke put a handcuffed woman in a police car that was then hit by a train. Her attorney says she didn't know the car was on railroad tracks. She says the tracks were difficult to see and there were no illuminated gates blocking the way. A judge is expected to rule on Friday. There's new data out about who in Colorado is living with some kind of disability and how old. CPR's Elaine Tassie.
Just more than 640,000 Colorado non-incarcerated, non-military residents reported a disability in 2021. Older adults are more likely to have one. About one-fifth of people aged from 65 to 74, and almost half of those 75 and older, reported living with a disability. The most common challenges were with walking, cognition, and independent living, according to the data released this month by the Pew Research Center. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
King Soopers hopes to reopen its store in southeast Colorado Springs sometime this fall. The market closed in mid-June after asbestos was discovered in the flooring. The store has hired a contractor to conduct the renovations, and CDPHE has already approved the plan. In a press release, King Soopers says it will not lay off employees during the closure and is offering them hours at other locations. Residents have shared concerns about food accessibility in the area since the store shut down. For more of the day's news, come to cpr.org or denverite.com. Stay with us. It's just about 5:06.